It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow.
Right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7.
Welcome back to the program. It is Harvey's Huddle. Big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber. Go see Skip and the gang for all your building materials. Alpine Lumber, employee-owned and operated, the contractor's choice and the homeowner's friend. Easy to find on the other side of the tracks from Walgreens for all your building materials. Also, a big shout-out to Central Park Liquor. Hey, there's that big game on Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday, the place to stock up, of course. Central Park Liquor with the greatest selection and the best prices in northwestern Colorado, guaranteed. That's Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza. Also, a big shout-out to Mountain View Car Wash. Sun's out, guns out. Steamboat's only full-service car wash with the Unlimited Wash Club. This is no time to be riding dirty. Stay clean, my friends. And, of course, as you know, we've been doing the Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle, visiting longtime locals, talking about their Winter Carnival memories and some of the fun they've had over the years. And, of course, we're going to miss events like the street events and the night show. They'll be back hopefully next year, bigger than better. But for obvious reason, with COVID-19, we're practicing safe winter carnival. We are having limited events. There will be fireworks at 8 o'clock on Saturday, although the base of Howlison Hill will not be open because the night show is not going to be happening. So no lighted man, no snake dancers, no fiery hoop, none of that stuff going on. But you can find out what's going on by going to steamboatradio.com and getting a full schedule at our website, or going to sswcsc.org to take a look at their website with a complete schedule. And someone who has been a big part of Winter Carnival and the street events, who's been my sidekick for the last couple of years on the streets, announcing the street events, Mr. Tom Whidden. Tom, how are you, man?
I'm really doing great, Brian, considering I'm going to miss being out there either freezing or dodging the snowflakes this coming weekend on Lincoln Avenue. And it's just kind of a weird year, you know, with the COVID thing and trying to socially distance. I know there are a lot of kids, including Griffin, your son, that are disappointed that they're not going to be able to go off that donkey jump or go to do the some of the street slalom events and things like that. So it's going to be kind of a different year. I know we talked to Shane Yeager the other day, and he said, man, we may just have to go down there and block off Lincoln Avenue anyway and just do a kind of a rabble-rousing street events on our own this year. The riders are pretty upset about not being in that tradition again this year as well.
Yeah, so, I got to interview a Bobby Yeager on Monday, and we've got Shane Yeager and Bobby and Doug Wheeler coming up later in the program. So, yeah, I know they're not super, super happy, but they do understand the situation. And, yeah, going rogue, Griffin would be all about it because, yep, he's going to miss the donkey jump, the street slalom, and you and I talking about it. And, you know, I've only done it for a few years. Maybe 10 or so on and off. But you, Tom, have been an institution on the street doing the announcing. In fact, I'm not even sure sound systems were invented the first year you started doing it. How long have you been doing the street events, announcing the street events?
You know, I have no idea. I took over the reins. Actually, I started doing the sound system when Raleigh Wall was actually announcing the street events back in the 70s, I think. And I kind of took over when he left town and started doing the announcing and the sound system and the crowd control with the community service officers and the city police department. So I was in charge of all those things at the same time. And thank goodness you came along and helped me out, because you stand up there and talk all day and you need somebody to kind of give you a break from all the action, because your mind, as you know, Brian, is pretty much mush when you get done doing the street events on that Sunday afternoon.
Tom,
and then to make it even harder, it's the Diamond Hitch Parade at the very end.
So. Yeah, yeah. You know, though, Tom, my brain is mush before the weekend even starts. But but nobody's going to be rolling a peanut down Lincoln Avenue with their nose this year. You know, you've got to have some pretty fun memories and stories of whether it's the street events or Winter Carnival in general. You're a longtime local. I know, first of all, you've got one of the best collections of Winter Carnival buttons.
Yes, and I finally got mine. I was afraid that there weren't going to be any Winter Carnival buttons this year, but yes, there are a few around. I think they only did 500 this year, Brian, and I got mine. Now, you can go down to FM Lights. I don't know if Lion Drug still has some. There's some other businesses, or you can head over to the Lift Ticket Shack at House and Hill, and they're $10 like they always are. And this year, they got buffs for $15, and of course, the artwork from the poster is something that's always a collector's item as well. So we hope everybody will get out and go buy those items as a memorable item that you can either frame or put up on your wall just to keep it. But some of the memories, one of the memories I got to tell you about is when Brian Harvey came down with pneumonia and left me hanging because he was on his deathbed in the hospital for 2 days during Winter Carnival. I don't know how long you were in there, Brian.
Five days. And it stunk because I wanted to be there more than anything. So what happened while I was gone?
Well, the first day we got Mr. John Shibley to show up, who's the rodeo aficionado announcer, very famous. And actually, man, that guy knows what he's talking about about horses and things like that. And so we had a really good time the first day. The second day, we were going to have Gardner Flanagan. And you know what? He wore his voice out at the night show. He was so hoarse, he couldn't talk the next day. So Hans Barron showed up and filled in. And it wasn't quite the same without you, Brian, but we had a good time anyway. So that was one of the memories that's not too far in the past that I can remember. So another memory was when Patsy Wilhelm got kicked by another horseback rider's horse and broke her leg. She turned around, came back the next year, and she was up there riding again, pulling horseback riders, pulling skiers down Lincoln Avenue. So she was probably one of the, senior riders at that time. She's since passed. And then we've had all kinds of, you know, the snow is different textures and varieties, and people, the riders sometimes do a heck of a job of keeping their horses on their feet. They'll slip down. I've seen last year, Lynn Wilhelm did a head over heels crash. I saw Forrest Jaeger do one, and I don't know how they could get up and go to work the next day after that. That's some of the scary things that have been going on. I'm trying to think of some others.
Those riders are a little tougher than you and I. I mean, it is amazing, especially since they changed the pavement. You know, Lincoln Avenue went from being an asphalt road to a concrete, and I think that definitely changed the traction for the horses. And especially if the snow gets thin, it is super, super slippery. And those riders, you know, talking to Doug Wheeler and Shane and Bobby Yeager, you know, that is an honored position to be pulling those kids down Lincoln Avenue, and they don't want to give it up. I mean, they do not want to give it up. Doug Wheeler said he's been doing it for 52 years, and this is the first time he's going to miss. And yeah, as you said, not super happy about that.
No. And then I really always enjoy the shovel races at the end, but also the donkey jump seems to be, those are the real popular events. The ring and spears also takes a lot of skill. My goodness, those kids have to do that. You know, that's dangerous for the kids too, you know, as far as that's concerned. And then some of the distances that we get are just outrageous, how far they go, or some of the unbelievable crashes. I can't even tell you how far they went last year. You probably remember that better than I do, Brian.
Well,
as far as the distances,
they're going over 40 feet. You know, the winners are usually going over anywhere from 37 to 40 some odd feet. And it's crazy because it's a flat landing. You know, I was talked to Johnny Spillane, and, you know, he's used to jumping, but they've got a nice steep landing. When you land like that, it just hurts my knees. I think last year, Griffin in the younger division got a second place, and he went
37.5 feet, and I think the winner went maybe 41 or 42. And you know, the younger kids sometimes fly further than the older kids because they don't weigh as much.
Right, that's exactly right. Plus, that jump is not very high off the ground. I would say it's less than 2 feet high.
Yeah.
And so they definitely like to spring off of that thing and then try to do some aerobatic tricks too as well. So we get all kinds of fun stunts, you might say.
Last year Ethan Mames did a beautiful 360. He wanted some style points. He didn't understand why he didn't win a ribbon. He still went up, you know, 15 feet or so, but did a beautiful, beautiful helicopter, a little 360. I mean, they're amazing athletes. I mean, the fun thing, I think, is that a lot of the, you know, the next generation Olympians are coming out of, you know, you've called more so than I have, kids like Johnny Spillane and Todd Lodwick
right.
doing this. So, you know, this is the, sort of the rite of passage before they go on to the World Cup and the Olympics.
That's true. Or, you know, and something that's really important is that a lot of our children, like my son and yours, my son did not go on to be an Olympian, but he did get the great foundation of skiing in every discipline, you know, whether it's snowboarding or Nordic or Alpine or bumps or, you know, running gates. He got to do all of that stuff as a child. I wish I would have been able to do that growing up. And then they just learned the discipline of being able to really make a commitment to skiing. And the same goes for the kids of the ranchers that come out and pull the skiers. Those kids have that discipline that they get up in the morning. They've got to go feed the animals before they go to school and do their chores around the ranch. So, you know, I think it's such a wonderful thing that we combine this heritage of the Western heritage and the ski racing and the ski jumping heritage of our community. It's just intertwined. There's nowhere else like it, I don't think,
no,
Brian.
No, there isn't. And Shane Yeager and Doug Wheeler talked about that as well, about, you know, that other towns have tried to recreate it, but they can't. You know, they don't have the skiers or they don't have the cowboys and the ranching families. And it's such a rich part of our history. We're a ranching, mining, and ski town. And it's neat how all three intersect and how important are, you know, the agricultural side of things and the mining and the ranching. And of course, we're Ski Town USA, so the skiing as well. It is really a neat, neat thing. And it is going to be missed. The street events for sure are going to be missed. I know I'm going to miss it. I'll miss hanging out with you and your You've got some great lines, and I've stolen a few of them. One of my favorites, Tom, is when we do the shovel race. I don't know if you came up with a line or not, but the unofficial sponsor is, of course, Planned Parenthood, and I use that
right.
one with pride. But I do have to at least give you credit. I don't know if you stole it from somebody else.
I did. I stole that from Raleigh Wall. That's been around for a long time. And then I got to credit Sam Haslam for giving me the. It was so cold out here this morning that the lawyers had their hands in their own pockets. So we have a lot of fun out there, and I think it's such a community thing. It's amazing how many people that have grown up in Steamboat Springs come back for the Winter Carnival Street events or for Winter Carnival. And they get to see their friends. They get to see a lot. I know Clay comes back with his friends every year he can possibly get away. And my house is usually full of people for Winter Carnival. So it's quite a family tradition and community tradition here in Steamboat Springs, Routt County. So I don't know what to tell you, except I'm going to really miss it this year. I do. I am honored that I get to do a short outside opening ceremonies tonight for our royalty this year, like the Grand Marshal is the Tread of Pioneers Museum this year. So if you haven't caught there, they have a Facebook site, and I've been looking at Candace Bannister's been putting some things up on the historic Routt County site, and I've seen everything from Doug Monger's old childhood Winter Carnival events when they used to go in the other direction, and
yeah.
There's also some videos from the old time Winter Carnival events and skiing and Steamboat. that are on Facebook. You can check that out too. So, pretty amazing year. Very different. So,
yeah.
What can I say?
Well, I hope you and Jeannie have been staying safe, and hopefully we'll be able to get out soon and socialize, and hopefully next year we're going to have a bigger winter carnival than we've had ever.
That's right. I'm going to get my shot as soon as I get down to that part of the list. So good luck to you guys and everybody. Thanks for having me on, Brian. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Like I said, we can't do a winter carnival week or weekend without talking together. Have fun tonight with the opening ceremonies. I know they're going to live stream those. Should be a great weekend. Even without, even in its limited fashion. Again, you can go to steamboatradio.com or sswsc.org for a full schedule of what is going on. Fireworks are happening, but Howelson, the base of Howelson, is closed as there's no night show. Really no reason to go because it's way more fun to look at the fireworks from afar because the backdrop of Emerald Mountain and Howelson Hill and the ski jumps is just more, you appreciate it a whole lot more from afar because you get to see the whole spectrum of the valley, right, Tom?
That's exactly right. And then last year, as you know, Tim Borden broke the world record on the fireworks after a failed attempt the year before, and he broke both of his kneecaps. So, I mean, there's a guy that's tough and comes back and never gives up. So we'll see some fireworks this year, but we'll do it from afar.
Absolutely. It's Harvey's Huddle. We will be right back. We've got more Winter Carnival and Winter Steamboat Winter stories in just a few. Don't you go anywhere. Bobby Yeager, Doug Wheeler coming up. We've got Moose Barrows and more. So don't you go anywhere. It is Harvey's Huddle. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and, of course, our friends at Mountain View Car Wash. You are tuned to KTYV Sports on FM at 105.7 and on the World Wide Web at steamboatradio.com.
Boxers or briefs,
you're going to need a cup.
Sports on FM. KTYV Steamboat Springs.